Today we are looking at the life of a man who went 1,000 miles into the interior of Brazil to live and work as a surgeon and doctor in the remote town of Anápolis in the Brazilian state of Goiás. It was in the early 1900s and the remote region had a population of over 500,000 but had no doctors and no schools. The region was infested with ticks, snakes, malarial mosquitoes and piranha fish. The name of the man is Dr. Jim Fanstone. Jim Fanstone was born in 1890 in Brazil, the son of a British Christian missionary to Brazil, but he grew up in Brighton in England and was homeschooled by his mother until the age of 10. At the age of 8 he could play the organ and he became the organist at his local Sunday school. He continued playing the organ in this type of role for the rest of his life. At age 10 he decided he wanted to be a medical missionary to Brazil. He won a scholarship for schooling and as part of that scholarship learned carpentry on Saturday mornings. That training was put to good use later in life. When he was 15 the family moved to the country. His father had stopped continuous trips to Brazil and was now a nonconformist pastor in a country church in England. At the age of 19 he moved to a hostel run by the Medical Missionary Association in London to study medicine and was there for 5 years until 1914 and the start of the Great War. As a doctor he helped the Zeppelin casualties in Britain during the war and then moved to the front in France. There he served in a field ambulance for 4 years until war's end. After the war he went back to London to study tropical diseases and was one of only 3 honours graduates. He gained an MD in tropical diseases and a diploma in tropical medicine and hygiene. He joined a mission, the Evangelical Union of South America, and they wanted him to do theology training, so this he did for 2 years in Glasgow. Before going to Brazil in 1922, he married Daisy, the love of his life. Together they were a wonderful team. After 2 further years learning the language and getting medical accreditation in Brazil, in 1924 Daisy and Jim set out for Anápolis, a small town of 2,000 inhabitants in the interior of Brazil. In Anápolis, Jim and Daisy set up a medical practice and he built a hospital single-handedly. The first operation was done on a kitchen table. They started small, but the hospital grew and grew and its reputation grew and grew. People came from 800 miles away for treatment. By the 1950s, there were 100 hospital beds and 1,000 major operations each year. By 1981, there were 300 hospital beds and 200 nurses either serving or in training. Jim received an OBE honour for his work. As well as top-shelf surgical skills, Jim had remarkable engineering skills. He did all the hospital's building design himself. Eventually, the hospital had a 6-story building, all designed and built by Jim and the workers he trained. He also designed a lake and tennis courts on the hospital grounds for recreation for their nurses. There was always building going on at the hospital. When Jim's construction workers had a lull in building work, they set to work building other facilities in Anápolis, including church buildings and community projects. Jim Fanstone received no funding from overseas for his massive achievements, yet he had the latest and best X-ray machines and hospital equipment. Rich patients were charged for surgery, the poor received free treatment. Jim and Daisy also took the gospel to the area. Anápolis had one devout believer in 1924. Within 30 years there were 11 Protestant churches in a growing Anápolis, most birthed from Jim Fanstone's hospital and its staff, and most people of Anápolis were practicing Christians. The hospital day started at 8 a.m. every day with devotions for 10 minutes, broadcast for all to hear. Jim and his wife also started a school and a college. After starting one school, they handed it over to the locals to run. The college they founded later became a university called the Evangelical University of Anápolis. In addition, they set up a nursing school and produced nurse graduates who were snapped up for positions right across Brazil. Jim was always cheery and practical. Daisy similarly had a great sense of humour and was amazingly hospitable. It was nothing to the Fanstones to have 20 people for an evening meal. There was always room for more and nothing was too much trouble. Daisy died in 1971 at age 81. In recognition of Daisy's contribution to education, in 1971 the governor of the state of Goiás named a new 1,800 student capacity secondary school after Daisy. Jim lived to over 91 years of age. Jim Fanstone is a Christian we honour, a Christian who made a huge impact and a positive difference for good in the interior of Brazil.